Earlier in the story, in Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve mess up. Trust in God is sidelined by a curious form of greed. Yet when God comes looking for them in the garden, he asks a simple question that faces us too. Man, where are you? The answer is that humanity was hiding from the eyes of God. In this story, God again comes out to where Cain has messed up, and again he asks a question. Where is your brother? Now notice how the individual has become the social. God is interested not only in what we do as individuals, but in how they affect everyone else. Cain replies to God with a question of his own. Am I responsible for my brother? The answer that hangs around this whole episode like a bad smell is, yes, you are. Yet in this account of how evil begins small and grows, there is mercy. In both Genesis 3 and 4, it is God who takes the initiative and comes looking for his people. It is God who comes out to where we are, even where the earth itself screams out our bloody guilt. Yes, I am responsible for mastering myself. But God keeps coming into the place of my failure, offering hope. Even Cain was marked by God's protection as he left God behind and walked off to build his own little world. Renouncing evil is not merely notional. To renounce evil is to determine to be open with God and one another about the bad stuff inside, which ruins life outside. It is to deny destructiveness the last word. On the road to becoming a Christian, this is a vital juncture. Despite our fascination with evil and our many failings, God comes looking for us. In Christ, he offers forgiveness and a new way of living. Whose side are you on? The side of Christ, or the side that leads to the misery of evil?